And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy, 5 degrees in Tulsa this morning. The wind chill index makes it feel like it is 10 degrees below zero. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. While ice and snow cover the ground here in Tulsa this morning, the message from the Oklahoma Highway Patrol is short, and it is to the point.
Creek, Tulsa, Okmulgee, and Rogers counties are slick and hazardous.
Schools are closed today, including the Tulsa Public Schools. We have that complete list for you on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. For the most part, departing flights this morning are on time out at Tulsa International. Tulsa Transit, meanwhile, will be on snow routes today, and crews are busy right now treating the roadways. And you're urged to stay back from the plows and the salt trucks.
There's material that comes out of the back of that truck, salt and some sand, but it's mostly salt. And so that's spreading out behind there. And when these people are driving these trucks, and sometimes often in long hours, and they're trying to concentrate on pushing that snow and plowing that snow and what obstacles might be there, they don't really need cars trying to outrun them.
Thanks to the city's Dan Crossland, IMSA responded to 35 car crashes yesterday, 6 falls on the ice, and 2 exposures to the cold yesterday. The Tulsa Parks Board will meet later this week to consider increasing fees. The plan, while not yet formulated, already has a critic in City Councilor Jack Henderson.
Every man and his brother is raising fees to the public, and they say, well, we were not raising taxes, we keep raising the fees, then these people can't afford to do nothing.
Henderson is a longtime critic of the Parks Department. He's upset that the department decided to close several Northside recreation centers rather than renovate those facilities. On State Capitol Watch, a state lawmaker says members of the Oklahoma House are urging the Senate and Governor Fallon to commit funding-targeted pay increases before signing off on a pension overhaul bill. The Oklahoman reports that Republican Representative Leslie Osborne of Mustang is the author of the measure to revamp the state employees' compensation system. Osborne says her plan will force lawmakers to make some hard financial decisions in other areas. A bill to create foster parent mediation moves through the Oklahoma House. Ardmore State Representative Pat Ownby says it would help foster parents address grievances.
The bill also guarantees that these grievances will be taken care of within 60 days.
The measure now goes before the full Senate for consideration. Dozens of students from the Oklahoma State University College of Osteopathic Medicine are expected to meet with state lawmakers. Today's meeting will allow the 42 students who are expected to attend a chance to offer opinions on the importance of having the OSU Med Center. The center is the largest osteopathic teaching hospital in the country and serves as a primary training facility for OSU medical students. Our weather forecast, a wind chill advisory for us today. Sunny and bitterly cold with a high today of 20. There'll be strong north winds that'll push the wind chill into sub-zero territory. Now tonight, partly clear, bitterly cold, 13 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with a high of 40. On Wednesday, a chance of some snow again or rain, a high of 41. And on Thursday, sunshine and a high of 53. A National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. It's all moved off into southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it is cloudy, 5 degrees, wind chill index of 10 below. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.